Among the Jewish holidays, Rosh Hashanah, with its universalistic message and universalistic calling, is unique. Most holidays on the Jewish calendar are associated with some historical event that happened to the Jewish people, either naturally or supernaturally. For example, Pesach commemorates both the spring month in the land of Israel and the Jewish people's exodus from Egypt. Shavuos commemorates both the harvest in the land of Israel and the receiving of the Torah on Har Sinai. Sukkot commemorates both the gathering of the grain that happened in the land of Israel, as well as Hashem's protection of the Jewish people in huts. Yom Kippur is connected with Hashem's forgiveness of the Jewish people every year, as well as his forgiveness to the Jewish people after the sin with the golden calf. And finally, Shabbos, even though it commemorates Hashem's resting from creation, it also is recorded as a Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim, a remembrance for the Jewish people's exodus from Egypt. Rosh Hashanah is the exception to this rule. Rosh Hashanah is the holiday upon which the Jewish people crown Hashem. However, it's seemingly not associated with any unique historical event that happened specifically to the Jewish people, nor with any miracle that transcends nature. Rather, Rosh Hashanah is associated with the creation of nature. So it would seem that Rosh Hashanah is a universalistic holiday. In the Rosh Hashanah Tefillas, Rosh Hashanah is defined as Yom HaZikaron, the Day of Remembrance. And the idea of the Day of Remembrance is, as we say in Muslim Rosh Hashanah, Ze HaYoim Tchilas Ma'asecha. This day is the beginning of your works. Zikaron Liyom Rishon. It's a remembrance for the first day. Ki Choyk LiYisrael Hu. It's a statute, it's etched for the Jewish people. Yal Medinas BaYomim. And on Rosh Hashanah, it will be decreed what will be with all the nations of the world, what will be with all the states of the world. Ubriyeis boi yipokedu. And the creatures will be remembered in Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is the day upon which all of the states of the world, all the countries of the world are remembered. Their fate is determined, as well as the fate of every individual creature. Rosh Hashanah is called Tchilas Ma'asecha, the beginning of your works. And the Rebbe asks, why is it that Rosh Hashanah should be called Tchilas Ma'asecha, the beginning of your works, if Chazal tell us that Rosh Hashanah is on the day of Adam Rishon's creation, which, as we learn, is on the sixth day of creation, not the first day of creation? Why then would Rosh Hashanah be called Tchilas Ma'asecha? So the Rebbe answers, based on what we say in the Chadoidi, Soif Maise b'machshava tchila. The final action arises first in thought. Meaning to say that when somebody has an intention to do some project, let's say you have the intention to build a house, what you imagine first is the built house. Now, along the way to get to the built house, the built home, there are a lot of steps that are necessary to get there. But your ultimate goal and your ultimate vision all is the final product, not the steps that are meant to get there. Similarly, the Rebbe explains, man, the human being, is the ultimate purpose of creation. But man is not the ultimate purpose of creation so that man can use and abuse creation for selfish ends. But rather, man becomes man, man fulfills, or the humans fulfill their purpose when they, as Adam Rishon did, as it says in Pirkei de Ablezer, when they look at all of creation and they say, Boyu nishtach v'nechra nivricha lefnei Hashem elekeinu. Let us go and prostrate ourselves. Let us dedicate ourselves. Let us commit ourselves to Hashem. Let us commit ourselves to a higher purpose. Let us commit ourselves to making this world a beautiful place, a garden for divinity, a habitation for divinity, a place where divinity expresses itself and manifests. And that is why man is Tchilas Ma'asecha, because man is empowered to be the author of creation. Man is empowered to turn the world into a garden, to turn the world into a heavenly domain. So on Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbe says, our focus as Jewish people should be to coronate Hashem, to crown Hashem as king. What does it mean to crown Hashem as king? It means to dedicate ourselves to this vision of following Hashem's directives and committing ourselves to Hashem's desire to make this world into a habitation for the divine, to be committed to this world and perfecting this world, not committed to our own perfection, not committed to our own happiness, our own fleeting happiness, but rather to be committed to the divine mission of creating a wonderful world. Now, though it's the case, as the Rebbe, that this wonderful world will only manifest at the end of days, as the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, "V'nigla kvayt Hashem, v'ro kol basar," that at that time, Hashem's glory will be revealed, and all creation shall see it. The Rebbe says, nonetheless, it's our mission not only to have this awareness of Hashem as King, not only to dedicate ourselves and commit ourselves to a higher purpose, but rather the Jewish people have to be ambassadors of this higher purpose to all of humanity. Rosh Hashanah is a time when every Jew needs to rededicate themselves to the goal of Litakein Olam v'Malchus Shakai, to perfect the world in the divine kingship. And the way they do that, says the Rebbe, is first by being a living example, being a person who is an uplifted person, an ethical person, a moral person, a good person, a person who inspires others, who inspires all people to be better people. But also, it's not just by being a good person, but it's also about coming into conversation with others and sharing this message. Sharing the message, the Rebbe says, that there is a yisoid ha-yisoidis v'yamud ha-chochma, an ultimate foundation and a pillar of wisdom. And as the Rambam continues there, leida sheyesh matzirishin, to know that there is an ultimate reality, to know that there is ultimate value. And furthermore, as the Medrash and Bereishis Rabba tells us, to know and to share the idea that yesh bal habayis l'birzu, there is a master, there is a master of the universe. And just as Avraham shared that perspective with the people who lived in his time, the Rebbe says, so too we need to share this message of accountability, responsibility, and divinity in the world today with all people. We say every day in Aleinu, V'hoya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz. And at that time, in the messianic future, Hashem will be king over the entire world. The Rebbe says that this message, this universal message of Rosh Hashanah, and the idea that every Jew needs to spread the message of Hashem's kingship, both in the way that they behave and in the ideas that they share with others, this idea and living this idea will ultimately cause the reality of V'hoya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz. This will generate Hashem becoming king over the entire universe in a revealed way.